talked about the sugya of Boris. In the beginning of the sugya, we have these interesting cases of Geiris, where the people were being made really tevil for other reasons. Like the Gemara has, one was tevil in Idusa, and one was tevil in Keriyai. And these tevilas were considered kosher tevilas for Geiris. So Taisvis brings up two issues here. One is that we know that in order to become a Geir, you need a Bezdin. If a person was Megayer, Beinu Levein Atzmoi, person just went ahead and became a Geir privately with no Bezdin, it's possible, he's still a guy. So where was the Bezdin? Right? If Isha was Tevil for Anida, Taisus says, you don't have a Bezdin. Taisus goes into it, he says, it could be you need three people for a Bezdin, or maybe even there's one sheet that he brings that one person could be a Bezdin, but you need at least one Ish. But here, by Isha Tevil Anida, there's no Ish there. So where's your Bezdin? So Taisvis offers two answers. He says one answer could be that the halacha of having a Bezdin is only required by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Meaning, every ger has like three parts. He has one part, mila, he has another part, tvila, and then he has a third part, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Taisa says it could be that the whole halacha of Bezdin is only on that part, on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But the other parts don't really need a Bezdin. So you would say that these cases, the person did a Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of a Bezdin, and then later on, privately, she did Tevila for Anida, or the other one, Tavala Keria, but for that you don't need the Bezdin. Which is the halacha, which is Paskin Shulchan Aruch this way. Bidyevid. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Bidyevid, if you had a Bezdin by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though you didn't have a Bezdin by the other parts, it's good. Now, the question is, what's a Svar? The Pasuk just says that Geiris is a Mishpat, it's considered a Din, and you need a Bezdin. So what's a Svara that you need the Bezdin only for that part and not the others? Now, there's also another sheet in the Rishonim that Taka argues slightly with Taisvis. That's the Shilta Giboyrim here, and it's also in the Bach, he learns it up in the Rambam, that you need a Bezdin for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs and for the Tvila. The Mila can be done without a Bezdin. So that also obviously needs understanding. How do you know which parts need the Bezdin and which parts don't need the Bezdin? So let's first talk about that for a little bit. And I'll say over a big aside that's well known in the yeshiva here. Rav Ruderman used to talk about it. Rav Kolevsky used to talk about it. And this yesod really explains the Shilti Geboyrim sheet. You know that a ger needs the mila and he needs the tevila. Is there any order? So there's a normal order. It's beferish in the Gemara. The normal way is that mila is first and then the tevila is second. But the shaila is that ma'akiv, or is that just the lechatchila dikur way how you do it? But really, you can do it the other way too. So this is a machlokes in the Rishayim. The Ramban says it's not ma'akiv. Either way is fine. You can do the mila and the tvila and the mila. It doesn't really matter. And he brings a raya. He says that there's such a thing as a mu'uberis, that a lady who's a mu'uber with a blood can megayer. Not only is she a ger, but also the baby becomes a ger. And the Gemara and Yevamos asks a shaila. But when the lady is tevil, that's good for her tvila. But the baby, how did he tevil? Because he's not touching the water. So the Gemara says that the Isha is not considered a chatzitza. Because since it's revise, this is how a baby always grows, so this is called like the baby went into the mikvah also. So you have a tevila for the baby. In fact, the Ramban Akasha, but you're not giving him a bris before he's born, right? So how could he have the tevila before the mila? So the Ramban says this is a raya that the order is not ma'akif. And you can do it, anybody can do a tevila before the meal. But other Rishayim argue, the Nemuki Yosef brings Rishayim who argue, and Tosis is one of them, and they say that you have to do it in that order. Mila has to be first. And they give a reason. They say it's like Tevil v'sheretz biyodim. If a person is touching a sheretz, which makes him tummy, can he go into the mikvah and become tahar? He can't. When a person is tamei, he has to stay tamei. He has to first get rid of the sheretz, then he can go and tevil in the mikvah. The same thing if a person is got a arla, so he's tevil v'sheretz biyada. He's got the tumah right on him. He can't tevil yet. So memela, he's got to first get rid of the arla, and only afterwards then he can tevil. The kasha with the baby. So Taisa says a baby doesn't have really an arla yet, because he's not really ready for mila at all. So it's not really even arla. So that's why he could tevil. But a regular guy who wants to be a ger, he has a real arla. He's got to go in that order. So the shayla's b'may plea. What's the machlekes between the Ramban and the Nemuki Yosef and Taisa? So Kolevsky used to always say that the pshat and the machlekes is how you look at the tevila. Now, the way that Tosfos looked at the tevila was that the tevila puts on kedusha. It's like two separate parts. The mila is to take off the tumas ha'arla, to take off tumas akum, and then after you get rid of the tumah, then the tevila can put on the kedushas geiris. That's how Tosfos looked at it. Rudiman used to always say this over from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. Tshuvas HaRadvaz says that if a goy did a mila and he hadn't yet done tevila, he can touch wine and it won't become stam yena. Zokta Radvaz, why? Because the mila takes off the tumas akum. So he's not tumas akum, so he won't make any more of the wine yainesach. The tevila puts on the kedushas yisrael. But if somebody already got out of the tumah, he already, the chazal didn't make a gzeir of stam yenam on him. So he also said this, Yisai, Rav Ruderman used to say it over also, that you always find that until matan Torah, until the time the Torah is given, we have different types of yidin, like Avram, Avinu. The Gemara says in Chagiga and Daf Gimel was called Tchila Legerim, was the first ger. So did anyone ever hear that Avram Avinu did a tevil? We always know he did a mila. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. Did he do tevil? As far as I know, I never heard that Avram Avinu did a tevil. And also you have other gerim throughout Zokta Ruderman, that's good for the pshat. Because before Matan Torah, there was no real Kedushas Yisrael. There was no real Kedushas Yisrael because there was no real Klal Yisrael. Without the Torah and the mitzvahs, we weren't really Klal Yisrael. But there was a Tumas Ha'akum. There were the Zohar and there was a Tumas Ha'akum. So then, the whole Geirus was separating from the Tumas Ha'akum. So therefore, you only find Mila. That was the whole Geirus. There was no real full Kedushas Yisrael. And I believe that's also the Pshat in the Turei Evin. And Megillah saying the same thing really that Rav Ruderman said. Because he brings the Gemara where it says that Basya went to the Yor, she went to the river. And the Gemara says she went Lirchoitz Megilule Beis Avia. She went, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yad Gimel, she went to wash off from Avodah Zarah. Basya was washing off from Avodah Zarah. So the Turei Evin brings the Machlekes Rashis. Rashi in Megillah against Rashi in Saita. In one place, Rashi says that Basya was doing this tevila to become a ger. In the other place, Rashi says it's not literal. It's not like a tevila ger. It means lirchotz al hayor, the concept of washing oneself off from avera, like there are psukim in Navi where it calls getting rid of averas by the lashon of rechitzas ha'avin. So Basya was getting rid of the Avodah Zarah. She was like doing tshuva and being mekabel to be somebody who keeps you know, who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not mamish geirus. So the Turi Evan writes, I hold like the Rashi, that it's not literal. And he says there's a reason. He says there's no such thing until the Matan Torah of Tevila to be a Ger. There's no such thing as until Mount Torah we don't have Tevila. Because he says nobody was a real Yisrael before Matan Torah. So the Kasha is, but there's a famous Turi Evan himself that says that there was such a concept of being Megayer before Matan Torah. And he goes through it with Avraham Avinu and he goes through a whole thing. So what does he mean? So I believe he means exactly the same thing that Rav Ruderman was saying. He's saying that Tevila is for Kedushas Yisrael, to be a real Klal Yisrael, a real Kedushas Yisrael. That only happened at Matan Torah. Before that, you did have the idea of Geirus, but not the full Geirus. The full Geirus is only at Matan Torah, but the Geirus until then was only taking rid of the Tumah. So Kolevsky said, that's the Pshat in Tosfos and the Mukhei Yosef. And it's got to be in an order. First, you take off the Tumah of Akrum, and only then that you got rid of the Sheretz, then you can Tevil and become a Yisrael. But the Ramban, of course, he said the Ramban holds that both of them are for taking off the Tumah. The Tevila of a Ger is like the Tevila from a Sheretz. It takes off Tumah. So the Ramban says, I don't care which way you take off the Tumah. You need to take off the Tumah with the Mila and with the Tevila. So, obviously, you need these two cleansing agents to take off all the Tumah. So, either you can do the water and then the Mila, or the Mila and then the water. It's just a matter of taking off all the Tumah. So, you got to take off the Tumah in any order is fine. But Tosfos learns that they're mamish two separate things. The Mila takes off the Tumas Akum, and the Tevila puts on the Kedusha Sisra. So, according to that, we could try to understand the Shilti Geboyer. The Shilti Geboyer was the one, the Shilti Geboyer, the Bach, said that the Tevila needs the Bezdin. But the Mila could be done privately. That could be like Shitas Tosfos, that the Pshat is, the Mila isn't the active Chiyuvi of actually putting on the Jewishness. It's just getting rid of the Tumah as like a primer, you know, like just to get ready for the Kedusha to come. So Memela, even though the Geirus is Mishpat, the Geirus is something that needs Bezdin, but that's to put on the Geirus. But just to get rid of the Tumah, you can do privately. So that can be the Pshat in the Shita of the Shilti Geboyer. But now, what is the Pshat in the Shita of Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch, that the Mila and the Tevila both can be done privately? What's Pshat in that? Especially in light of the fact that Tosfos himself is the one who holds that the Tevila puts on the Kedushas Yisrael. We just said that Tosfos holds that the Tevila puts on the Kedushas Yisrael, and still you don't need three people. What's the pshat in that? So this, I would explain, al pi a yesoid that the Achronim say in the name of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about being a ger in Yisuri Bia, he writes, a ger, kesha yirtze likones ledas Yisrael, v'yikabel olav es ha-mitzvis, sorich lasois mila utvil. So you're margish in the lashon of the Rambam something. He said, when a guy decides that he wants to become Jewish, and he decides he wants to be mekabel the mitzvahs, then he's got to do a mila and a tevila. Maybe the Rambam should write it differently. Maybe the Rambam should write, if a ger decides he wants to become Jewish, he has to do kabbalas mitzvahs, mila and tevila. How did the Rambam know how to write? He wrote, if he wants to become a ger and be mekabel mitzvahs, then he should do mila and tevila. Maybe the Rambam should write, if he wants to become a ger, mekabel mitzvahs, and do mila, he should also do tevila. You don't say that. You say that if you want to become Jewish, right, if you call up, hello, I want to become Jewish, what do I have to do? Right, so you tell him, kabbalas mitzvahs, mila, tevila. No. He has to say, I want to be a ger, and I want to be mekabel the mitzvahs. Then you tell him, do mila and tevila. So Rebbeinu Soloveitchik explained, which maybe it's obvious, he explained that the pshat must be that there is the ikar of the geirus, there's what it means that you're converting. Then, if you are converting, you've got to do like my sin that will happen to you. So, the etzem geirus, being megayer, means that you want to become Jewish and you're being mekabel the mitzvahs. That's what a geir is, you know. Then, we tell them, okay, so well, how do you do it? And let's give an example like by mecher, right? So you have a person wants to sell a cow. So you make up, I want to buy your cow, and so on, right? Now, how do you do it? Okay, you do it with Meshicha, or Kagbah, whatever it is that it says in the Mishnah. So the first thing is, you got to make a sale, right? You got to make that, I'm buying, I'm selling. Then you know, you find out the halacha, how you do it. It's the same thing. A ger, the etzim being a ger, is that he's mekabel the mitzvahs. That's how come if you look always in the Gemaras that we have here in Yevamos, it never talks about three things. It always talks only about the mila and the tevila. But it doesn't talk about the kabbalas mitzvahs, because that's like a given. You know, that's what if you're here, then you are coming to convert. So you're coming for kabbalas mitzvahs. Then the rest is the maisa kinyanim that you have to do in order that should be chal. So Taisus would be saying that the etzem geirus needs mishpat. The etzem becoming megayer, that you say, I am being megayer, that itself needs the bezdin to accept that geirus. Then, if you do the maisim on yourself. You can do the mila by yourself, the tvila by yourself, and that's good enough. But the etzem geirus is what needs the bezdin. So, it comes out from what we're saying that there are two understandings of what needs the bezdin. You have either all the maisim of geirus need a bezdin, excluding mila, because mila is not the kedushas yisrael, it's just removing the tumah. And then you have taisvis, that all the maisim can be done privately, only the etzem geirus itself needs the bezdin. Now, being that we're coming to Shavuos, I want to say an interesting, something interesting here. It comes out that there's a machlokes about if you need a bezdin b'shas the tevil. According to Tosis, you don't. According to Shilti Giboyrim and the Bach, you do. There's a very interesting shiari carbon. I just want to mention. It's a since we're coming to Yomtiv. He says, he brings the Yerushalmi, he's that parent, you know, Shiori Karban Yerushalmi, an Eridim. Shiori Karban brings the Yerushalmi about a ger that became Jewish on Yom Tov. He was Megayer in the middle of Yom Tov. And he wants to know what is the Hilchus of Tchum for him. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, he was still a Goy. And now he turned into a Jew in the middle of Yom Tov and has a whole big Shaila in the Yerushalmi, how to decide his Hilchas Tchum. So the Shiari Karban comes in with a very interesting yard. He says, but we learn in Yevamos, I don't know if they got all the way to the end of the Gemara there. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to Megayer on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how does this happen? So he says, from here I have a raya to Taisvis, that you're allowed to table privately. So how much does a ger know? He doesn't know much. He didn't know you're not allowed to megayer on. He thought it's great, you know, Shavuos, I'll become a ger. It's the best day. So he was megayer on Yom. But if you hold like the Bach or the Shilti Giborim and all those that say that you need a bezdin, how could you have a bezdin that didn't know Pashat Adin that you're not allowed to become a ger on Yom? Okay, that's the aura that he says. Okay, we'll get back at the end of the shir to try to answer his aura. Yeah, of course, you know, it's not like a riot that you can't argue with. It happened, whatever, but it's an interesting aura on this argument. Okay, now, Tosis goes along and he says another yesod. He has another answer to his kasha. He says, could be really, Yutaka do need a bezdin for everything. Could be you need a bezdin for the whole thing. Mila, tevila, the whole thing. Which is also a big day in the Rishonim. Many say the Ritva holds that way. That you need a bezdin for everything. The Ritva the paskin that way. You need a bezin for everything. So Hadra Kushal Duzda, where's the bezin when she was table for Anida? There's no one there. Says Taisa Yisoid Gav. That being that people knew that this lady goes to the mikvah, it was a known thing that she's observant, she keeps the dinim. So that's already called a bezdin, because the ear, the city, knows that she does the mitzvahs, she keeps paras mishpacha, she goes to the mikvah, and the mela, that's good enough to be considered a bezdin. Chiddush God, you don't need an actual bezdin standing there or anything. As long as it's known, as it's a known thing to the public that the person was tevil, that's a bezdin. It's a chiddush gadol, of course, in halacha. Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis says that this teretz of Tosfos is totally in a big shy. What is the function of bezdin when it comes to gerus? What is the function of the bezdin? Is the idea of the bezdin sort of like ceremony, like the pshat is, you've got to do your gerus in front of a bezdin? It's got to be done in front of them. He said it would be similar maybe to a kiddushin, that you do haret mekudeshesli, but it only works if it's in front of Aden, right? The Aden don't actually marry you off, you marry the Isha yourself. It's just that it has to be done in front of them. But the Bezdin is basically like, they aren't part of what makes you Jewish. They're just like in the background. You do it, you become a Ger yourself, in front of them. Or is the Pshat that the Bezdin actually is the one that like puts on you, confers on you the Gerus? Does the Bezdin have to go ahead and like, have in mind, I'm making you a Ger? And they sort of like make the Gerus go on you. How do you look at the function of the bezdin? So he says that he thinks it's a machlokes Tosfos. That's what he wants. He brings Tosfos in Sanhedrin clearly must hold that the bezdin makes you into a ger. Why? Because Tosfos has a kasha there. He says, how does every gerus work? He says, l'chayra, the way it works is that the goy appoints the bezdin as his shliach to make him into a ger. So Taisi has a kasha, but there's a din, there's no shlichus by a guy. The Gemara says in Bav Mitzvah, there's a mir, only atim, only Jews can have shlichus, not goy. So Taisi has a problem. How exactly will the guy make the bezdin into a shlich? So Rabbi Chanan said, where did Taisi get the prep? Where did he get the hanocha from? Where did Taisi get this from, that they are making them a shlich? Maybe you aren't making them a shlich. So Rabbi Chanan said that Tosfos understood that was the whole point of having the Bezdin, was that they should be the ones that actually take me in. That was what Tosfos understood, the whole concept of why you have a Bezdin in the first place. So therefore Tosfos said, oh, so it works like Bezdin takes me in. And Tosfos understood they're not going to be able to take me in without being my agent, right? They can't go over to somebody and say, oh, you know what, we're Bezdin, we're going to make you Jewish. Can't do that. You've got to be a shliach of the person. So Tosfos understood that that's the way it works. That the goy makes the bezdin into a shliach. And then Tosfos says, you've got to say that since at the Bavas Achas, he's going to become a yid, so you can have the shlichas. Okay. So that's how Tosfos looks at bezdin. But Rabbi Chanan says that our Tosfos and Yevamis argues on this. Our Tosfos and Yevamis says that the fact that the city knows that this Isha is keeping the dinim, that's called the bezdin. Now, says Rabbi Chanan, are you going to tell me that the people walking around are thinking about making this lady into a ger? They're not thinking anything, right? This person's selling a cake in the bakery and he's davening shacharis, and none of the people in the city are making her a ger. They just happen to know. So Zokter Bochanan, according to Tosfos and Yevamis, obviously Tosfos and Yevamis argues on Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Yevamis holds that you do it yourself. You're the ger yourself. It just has to be known to the Bezdin what you're doing. Okay, that is a machlekes. He wants to make a machlekes rishonim, whether the Bezdin does it or they just know about it. And he says a nafkamina. a very interesante nafgamina, which has happened. I actually know of a story that it happened. The story is like this. A isha became a ger. She forgot to tell the Bezdin that she was Muberes. Okay? She forgot to tell Bezdin she's Muberes. And then, afterwards, she remembered that she didn't tell the Bezdin she was Muberes. So, is the kid Jewish or not? So, the Neid of Yehuda was asked this Shaila, it's in the Dagom Rebava, and the Neid of Yehuda says, it's Tali Ba'ashli Rav Ravi. That's all it says over there. It's totally in big trees and big ropes. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. He doesn't explain who are the big trees and big ropes. Who? He says it's a big child. That's what he says. The child happened Lamaisa, and I heard Rabbi Yosher Paskin that you have to be machmer because it's totally bashli rabbi. You can't be sure that the kid's a Jew. Agav, I'll just mention this, even though we don't have time to get into this. But a person in the Kohel told me that his father went and asked Rebel Yashiv, so can she go again in Toivel now and redo it just for the kid? And he said, you can't, because there's a Pischei Tshuva that says that what if the woman is Goy? And she wants to stay Goyish, but she wants her kid to become Jewish. So could she just go ahead and table for the baby? So the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Tiferes Moshe, no. So Rav Yashiv stelled that too, that here also, even though it's a slightly different, because here she already is Jewish, but he held that the aside of the Tiferes Moshe is, you can't table just for your Uber alone. Now that needs a whole shear on the aside of that. Why can't you, and what's the pshat in that? Because of chatzitza. Yeah. But I mean, the Gemara said that baby. It's only if it's both happening. Nice. Okay, that's a chiddush because the pashtus the Gemara says is because it's revise. That's the shaila. Exactly what the reason behind that then is. I just mentioned it agaburcha because I don't think it's lav nice b'chol yoyim. It's good to know what he said. That he held that what you should do, you should wait until the kid's born. Then somewhere along the line, when you can table the kid, that's where you should wait till then. That's what he held.
This is the base in counts. There's a famous machlokes Reb Henkin and Reb Moshe about if they married by a civil marriage. Is it considered a marriage or not? Right? Get, there was no get, or the kid's mamzerim. Is that the same tali over here? Because there also they taina that no, the kedushin they're together as husband and wife, so the whole community knows they're together.
Ah, mitzad the Aiden.
Mitzad the Aiden, but there were no point in Aiden.
As far as I know, they said what you said. And the one who held it wasn't a marriage was because there was no das of the person to mekanish her, really. In other words, everyone, I think, agreed with you. Right. That mitzad the Aiden, it's like you said, that since the oil knows.
Well, no, but is it totally this? In other words, you see here, a basin has to be a point. This din is a basin, not appointed or not. Is it appointed? Is it not appointed? You have the same problem there. No one ever appointed.
Right, but in order to the child is... that by a marriage, it could be that everyone's masking, that they don't do it. Right. And by the gayrus, it could still be a machlaikis. Right. It could be. So now getting back to the story of the lady who forgot to tell the bezdin. So the Dagom Rava said, it's totally in big trees. Big Ashli Ravarvi. What are the Ashli Ravarvi?
It's two doses in now.
Oh, so Bochanan. He doesn't say Beferish, but he says that it is Tully in the two Taisus. He says, if you learn, like the Taisus in Sanhedrin, that the Bezdin actually is the one that puts on the Geirus. So if the Bezdin didn't even know that she was Muberes, how do you expect them to put on the Geirus? They can't have no task to do anything. They don't know there's any other person here. So then it wouldn't work. But if you learn, like the Taisus in Yevamis, that the pshat is that you do it yourself. You just need it to be done in front of the Bezdin. So then, it was done in front of the Bezdin. Okay, now there's a little bit of a ha'ara on the side here. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks, he says, I'm not so sure it was even done in front of the Bezdin, really. Because if the Bezdin didn't even know that she was in Muberes, would that be called done in front of the Bezdin? I mean, he says, it's like, let's say, let's use Reb Elchanan's example. That's Kiddushin. Kiddushin just has to be done in front of Aiden, right? So let's say you did a kiddushin in front of the Eidim and they weren't looking, or they don't know if you really gave the ring. Would it be good? They were there. They were in front of them. No, that's not called in front. In front means they saw. That's a fair shadin in Shulchan Aruch. If the Eidim don't see, it doesn't work. Right? Everybody knows that probably, but it's in Shulchan Aruch also. That if you do the kiddushin in front of two Eidim, the Eidim weren't watching, that wouldn't be called in front of the two Eidim. So Rabbi Shmuel says he doesn't hear why it's so pashut Rabbi Chanan that if you just have to toivel in front of the Beznin, then it would be good. But they didn't see, they don't know anything about the Uber at all. So I was wondering, maybe Rabbi Chanan meant that the child was born in a way that it's obvious that she was Muberes. Because if you count up the Chadoshim, obviously the child, they know now, they can figure out, right? Let's say at the time that the Bezdin was there, they didn't know. But now, let's say the kid's born 5 months later, right? So they know that she was Muberes. They know. Now, over there, it's Rav Shlomo Eger proves from Tosfos that that's good for Eidim. If Eidim can tell you that they figure out for the whole thing, that's already called, that's in front of the Eidim. If the Eidim, let's say, didn't see the Kedushin, but then they figure out somehow that they, obviously it's got to be because they saw right before that he had the ring. And then they saw right after that she had the ring. And there's no other way that the ring got from him to her. That's called the Eidim know. So maybe that could be the case where the Beis Din would be considered at least that they know. Okay, that's where Mochana's nafka mean.
Now, this cotton is not going to be able to be mocha at age 13, right? Because we have a suffix whether the original tefillah of the mother was good, right? So we can't
right,
get that out.
Well, right, yeah, it's true, because when the mother's table, many say he doesn't have an option.
But we're saying, I was saying
right,
that,
and
it might be that
the mother's tefillah
right,
worked.
Right.
Okay, so now I'll give two other nafkaminas in this machlekes rishayim. Zvar Moshe has a nice nafkamin. He says, are you allowed to migayer two gerim at the same moment? Yeah? Two gerim. They're both Zrizim Akdim, right? They both want to jump in the table. The two men are zooming to become a gerim. Right? So they want to table at the same second. Are you allowed? Now we know there's a din in Saita, and that ches, ein roitzin shnei avodim bevasachas, ein mashkin shnei mitzoyro, ein mazinam shnei mitzoyroim bevasachas, ein mashkin shnei soitas bevasachas. Because ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The Gemara says that ches, that you can't do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So the kasha is, why are you doing mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? This soita is doing her mitzvah, that soita is doing her mitzvah. The whole idea of Enoisi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is that I can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. But two Jews, can I pick up my lulav while you pick up your lulav? Of course. So what's the problem? So Tosfos is Masber. The problem is because Beis Din is doing two mitzvahs at the same time. Because the Beis Din is Mashke, they have a mitzvah to Mashke, two Seitas. So they're doing two mitzvahs at the same time, so they're not allowed to do that. Or they have the kohen as a mitzvah to mitar the mitzvahim, so the kohen isn't allowed to mitar two mitzvahim. It's because there's the kohen or the best. So now the shaila is, how about here? The two gerim, one and a guy, are at the same exact sex. So is it mutter or is it us? So zok dvar moishet polin machlekes taisis. If you go like taisvis in Sanhedrin, that Bezdin is Megayer you, so it's the same exact Isser. They can't do Megayer two people at the same time. But if you go with Taisus and Yavamis, that the Pshat is that you do it yourself, they just know about it. So then there's no problem. Each Tzger is being Megayer by himself. That's another Nafkamina. Then he has another Nafkamina. There's a din that you're not allowed to Toivel to become a Ger. You're not allowed to toivel on Shabbos or Yom Tov because the Gemara says it's like tikkun. It's like being masakin. It's like a little bit like tikkun. So the shaila is, who is getting this aver? Who gets this aver? So some achronim say, the goy. a goy doesn't have to keep Shabbos. So they say bevasachs, that the pshat is at the same second that he's becoming a yid, he's doing an aveir of tikkun. Okay, now really, it doesn't sound so lumdish to say that, because l'chayra, the way it works is that, like, you do it and then you become a yid, so you probably got it in before. So the Kli Chemda has a whole huge chiddush based on this Gemara. Kli Chemda says you have to say that as soon as the guy did the bris, he has to keep Shabbos, even though he didn't do the tzvil yet. Everyone knows this is a famous big shmooze. Once there was such a case of a ger in Eretz Yisrael, and he got a bris before Shabbos, Friday I think, and he was sick. He couldn't tevel because he didn't feel well. And he came Shabbos, and he's in his bed, and somebody told him, "You're a guy. You better milchal Shabbos, because the din is a guy who keeps Shabbos. Guy Shabbos is chayv misa." So the guy says, "What? I'm going to be Michal Shabbos my whole life. I'm waiting to keep Shabbos. And now you're going to tell me I started becoming gear. I have to be Michal Shabbos." He says, "You have to." So he was crying, and then he did a malach. And then it became a huge machlekes in the Rabbanim. There's a whole sefer called Yad Shleima. They put out Le'ile Nishmas Rabbi Nussbaum. Shlita is, I can't remember if it was Shver or... all Likud of all the Gedoyle of the Dor wrote Tshuvas on this Shaila. Baruch Laner, Reb Shmuel Salant, and everybody wrote Tshuvas on this Shaila. So anyways, the Kli Chemda is going with the Shita that he has to keep Shabbos already. They bring a Medrash. There's a Medrash that says that the Mila is a Bris and Shabbos is a Bris. Whoever has the Bris of Mila has to keep the Bris of Shabbos. So, alright, it's interesting to make a Chiddush al pi medrash, but they want to say, you see from here, the Mila itself is already makes you Mechayev to keep Shabbos. So he wants to go with that, and that's why he says, the Goy already did the Bris, so Memela, he has the Isler to Tevel now, because he's being Mechal Shabbos. Okay, one way or another, the Goy. But in the Rambam, it's Mefurish that the Isler is on the Bezdin. The Bezdin is doing the Isler of Tikkun. Not the God. And the Stipler writes in the last Simon in Shabbos, he says that the Ram holds the Goy has no Isser, because K'moish Nisbar. How could he say a Goy is a Goy? He doesn't have a Avera of doing anything on Shabbos. The Isser is on the best. Zarkud Dvar Moshe, that should be totally in the Machlokes HaTosfos. If you hold that the Bezdin makes you a Ger, then you could say that they're doing an Isser of Tikkun. But if you learn like Tosfos in Yavamas, imagine, right? This yid is stopping shachris in that minion, and he's laning, and he's this, and he's eating shalshudas, and right, and then the ger goes in the mikvah on Shabbos. So are you going to say the city did not veira because they were megayer him on Shabbos? Of course not. They weren't megayer him. They saw. That's all. They didn't. They weren't. So you wouldn't say that that's a isra bezdin. So memela, according to the places in Yavamis, there would not be an isra on the bezdin. You would have to say this is on the ger. So we have three nafkaminas between Tosfos and Sanhedrin against Tosfos and Yavamas. Sanhedrin holds the Bezdin makes you a ger. Yavamas holds you do it yourself. Nafkamina number one, Rabbi Chanan. What's the din if the Bezdin didn't have in mind to be Megayer the Uber? According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, not a ger. Tosfos Yavamas is a ger. Number two, can you Megayer two ger at the same time? According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, you can't, because it's Einos and Chavilus. Chavilus, the Bezdin is making two people together. According to Tosfos and Yavamas, you could, because each one is doing it alone. Nafkamina number three, who gets the Aveira of making somebody a ger on Shabbos? According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, the Bezdin. According to Tosfos and Yavamas, the ger.
The Tosfos so he says because tumah you're just pulling off, but by masakin a guy, so there the two tamidim standing there to tell him the mitzvah. So it's mashmah that Tosfos holds that
it's the Bezdin, you mean? It's the Tom.
For sure.
No. Oh. Yeah.
I put the other way around.
It's a person.
It's the person because I guess the basin doesn't have to do the halos of the tefillah. It's the mitzvahs.
You mean, so therefore it's they just tell him the mitzvahs and really it's his issur.
Right.
So that would be very good according to the way that we're making the cheshbin, because Tosfos Taka said earlier that Bezdin doesn't do it. So Taka would be the person. Very good. Now, listen to this unbelievable nafkamina. Based on the nafkamina that we said before. We said, who gets the Isser? Who gets the Isser when you title somebody on Yom Tov for Shabbos? The Bezdin or the Goy? So he said it's totally a tumach. Okay, comes a shaila like this. There's an American guy who's visiting Israel for Yom Tov. Okay, and he wants to become a ger. And he decides he wants to become a ger the second day Shavuos. You hear the shaila? He's going back or after that. Are you allowed to megayer him on the second day Shavuos? Because for the Bezdin, it's weekday. So you hear, this is where the real nafkamina comes out in full force. It's totally in the machlekes rishonim. If you go like Tosfos in Sanhedrin, then it's fine. Because the guy has no iser anyway. Because the whole iser is on the Jews. And the Jews, it's weekday. The Bezdin, it's weekday. But if you learn like Tosfos and Yevamis, the Isser is on the guy himself, causes the pshatim that we had, so then he wouldn't be allowed, because for him it's going to be Yom Tov.
It's only a true shaila if he has a din of a bar chutzlah. That's, he's not a Jew yet.
Oh, so that is Rav Aaron Yafin's Zohar. You're a mechamter of Aaron Yafin Zohar. He brings this shaila, and he says he's not sure if a goy, American goy, who becomes a ger on Yom Tov Sheni, keeps today, the second day or not. Because maybe you only say on a yid, who has already chal on the din of Yom Tov, then he has to keep Yom Tov Sheni. But if somebody starts being a yid on Yom Tov Sheni, maybe if he's right now in Eretz Yisrael, then you wouldn't make him keep Yom Tov Sheni any. Okay,
but
so that's
in
a good
America,
time.
Is it even, even in America, why Bishal?
Well, but if it's in America, then also has a problem.
Because they have a guy.
Well, it sounds like one of those.
But in America, for sure the Yom Tov Sheni. He's not saying you can't get Yom Tov Sheni without Yom Tov Rishon. That's not what he's saying. About if the ger is Megayer in America, it's positive that he has to keep Yom Tov Sheni. It's only that he was Megayer in Eretz Yisrael. So the pshat is the din of, explain what he's saying. It's a very mistaken thing. The lashon the Gemara uses is nois nin alav chumrei makom sheyotza misham. The reason why a guy who's in Eretz Yisrael, any person, I mean, who's in Eretz Yisrael keeps 2 days is because he has the chumrei makom sheyotza misham. Maybe if you were a guy, you don't put him on the chumris of the makom sheyotza misham. That's the pshat why he says what he says.
What?
Right, he's not the last of his person.
It doesn't matter where he came from.
If a person is daitoy to go to America, then he keeps 1 day. If a person, let's say, lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he has asked all the rabbanim, they'll tell you. If a person I know was negev to me, lemaisa. If a person is an Eretz Yisrael person, and he says, I'm leaving after Yom Tov, next flight out, he keeps 1 day. Because only if he was in America, then the din is like that.
So someone's bar mitzvah in Yom Tov Sheni, and an American is bar mitzvah in Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't keep a second day?
He was keeping Yom Tov.
Oh, I see. Because he's a cotton. You say right, it on a cotton here. Probably, yeah. I see you saying. So you see, even if he wasn't mechuyev, maybe it's still a little different to cut my hair. I don't know. It's a good child.
Well, if a baby's born Yom Tov Sheni in American parents, and it's not an oifen where it's a chayla, could an Israeli do malacha for him?
Ah, I hear. Right. That could also be a child. Al Kaponim, if you say this, then you could answer the shaila of the Shiori Karban that we talked about before. Right? The Shiori Karban had a shaila. He said, what kind of a funny case that some a guy became a ger on Yom Tov? And if you need a bezdin, then how exactly is a bezdin going to forget the halacha? So according to this, you could have a case. The case was that he became a ger on Yom Tov Sheni. So the pshat is, they didn't forget the halacha. That's a case where it's mutter to become a ger on Yom Tov. That could be a case for the Yerushalmi. Okay, that's just the Harif Zbal. Anyway, what comes out is that we have a big machlokes in the Rishonim, if the Bezdin makes you a ger, or Bezdin just has to know about that you're a ger. Two Tosfos, we said all the nafka means. But besides for that, we have Tosfos has a special chiddush that the Bezdin doesn't have to be standing there, the Bezdin just has to know about it. So now that we're coming to Shavuos, I want to say over something, very interesting thing that comes out from this, which Rabbi Avadia Yosef said. There's a famous shaila that Amachlin and Kilyon, that they married Rus and Arpa. Now, it seems that they were goyim, because we have the whole Gemara. Where do we know gers? It's part of the dinah of gers. It comes from Rus, because she said Basha Telchi Eilech, and so on. So you see, she only became a ger much later on. So the shaila is. So does that mean that Machlan Kila Mir Goyim? I mean, the Gemara in Baba Basar calls them Gedolei Ador. So how would they marry Goyim? It's a very well-known kasha. Some say that it's totally the Machlokes if it's a lav to marry every Goy, or it's only lav to marry the Shava Umois. But whatever it is, there's some Tanoim that say it's a lav to marry every Goy. So how do you explain this? So Rav Avad Yosef wants to say that the pshat was like this. He's going, you know, like lahalacha. He says, lahalacha, we paskin, not like Tosfos and Yavamos. That the din is, the fact that the people know about it is not good enough to become a ger. You have to have a real bezdin there. That's what he says. So he says, that was what's going on. The pshat was, Machlin and Kilyan paskin like Tosfos and Yavamos. That it's good enough if the people know about it, and there was traffic going back and forth from Moab to Eretz Yisrael, because it says in the Medrash that Machlon, that Rus and Arpa heard that the Rav was over. It says in the Pasuk. So the Medrash says there were people that used to be that used to go back and forth. So Mamela, Machlon and Kilian said, look, we don't have a Bezdin here in Moab. There's nobody here. Right, the only people was Machlon and Kilian, and they're related, so they can't be a bezin for each other. I mean, they can't be two brothers. You can't have. So they said, okay, the din is that as long as you have a bezin that knows about it, that's called lifnei bezin. So the message will get out. That's called in front of the three. But the Gemara Lamaisa says that they were punished and they were considered they married goyim. And that's why Ruth really was Megayer over again, because Lamaisa, the halacha was not that way. The halacha was like that you need a real bezdin to be there and to Megayer you. You can't just have that they know. So that's why they thought that cheshbin, like Taizim Yavamis, but Lamaisa said that she had to do it all over again because we held that it wasn't really, the halacha was that it wasn't a real ger. So then when later on, Rami said you have to be there again. The first one wasn't good. That's just for Shavuos.
Yeah, but right now we have to go through again the telling her the kalas and chamuras. Sure,
you mean if she like knew?
She did her kavals mitzvahs.
Of course, not in front of a bezdin. It could be that, like in Eretz, you need to do now again in front of a bezdin. There's got to be like three people there when you do the kavals mitzvahs.
If she's going to be tayvah now, she have gerus, clearly she should have kavals.
And also the first kavals mitzvahs wasn't good because it wasn't in front of a bezdin. So she has to go in front of a bezdin and say it again that she's mekabel the mitzvahs, I guess. Okay, so let's just wrap up what happened, and then we'll finish with that with one dvar ha'ora. What we came out with two major yesoides today. First of all, we came out with the shiloh, which parts need the bezdin. That was the first part. According to Tosis, only the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that we explained because that's the Iker Geirus itself. The rest is just the Maisim Hakinyan of the Geirus. According to the Shulchan Gemara and the Bach, the Tevila and the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We explained they hold everything which puts on the Kedushas Yisrael needs a bezdin, and the part which takes off the Tumah doesn't. Second part was, what is the function of the bezdin in a Geirus? Machlokes Tosis Yevamos and Sanhedrin. Tosis Yevamos, they just know about it. Tosis and Sanhedrin, they put it on. Three nafkaminas in there. Number one, by the Muberis, that they didn't know. Number two, who gets the Aveira to be a nafkamina for Yom Tosheni? Who gets the Aveira of the Tefillah be Yom Tov and Shabbos? And number three, if you can tell two people at the same time. One thing, Ha'ara, we always see that Matan Torah is connected with Geirim. We see in Yisroi, the name of the Parsha, Yisroi, the whole Parsha of Matan Torah is written by Geirim. And then you see again by Shavuos, we lay in Rus, she was a Geiris. We see it has a lot to do with Geiris. Now, of course, the most obvious reason is because it's like we were Megayir on Matan Torah. We became like the Jewish nation. That's the whole Geiris, the classic Geiris that the Gemara uses as the main dogma of how you become a Geiris, how we became a Geir by Matan Torah, that's Pasha. But also a lesson that we take is, like it says in Rus, Vatazvi es avich ves imeich ves eretz moilarteich vatelchi alam asher lo yadot mitmoil shilshoim, that a Geir gives it all up. She had everything, especially Ruth, she was the daughter of a king, and she had everything, and she gave it all up because it's worth nothing to be compared to being a Yid that has the Netzach. So it's supposed to be a lesson to us about how chashiv our Torah is, and how everything else is worth nothing, and our whole lives are only worth something because we have Yiddishkeit, and how much we should give up and be ready to give up everything in order to be mekabel the Torah like a ger. And avada, when people come together to learn Torah and take themselves out of their schedule because they want to show hachana for Kabbalah Satayra, this is definitely a step in this direction, that we leave everything else and we go to be mekabel the Torah. So we should be zoicha mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and we should be zoicha to go up in this way, and to be zoicha to show to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we are talking mekabel the Torah, that we give up everything that we have in order to be a Yid, in order to be Eved Hashem B'Simcha.